get, like, for example, a fresh turkey, brining that turkey is very simple. I use an ice chest, make a nice dense salted water. You may want to add some herbs into it if you wish. And then overnight, float the turkey and then put ice in there. And then, of course, take it out and then roast it as you normally would. But there's something else equally important is that I look at the temperature of the bird, and 165 degrees, to me, is one of the most important things. Don't overcook your bird. And so 165 will guarantee that it's fully cooked. I usually test in two places, in the breast and in the thigh, to be sure that I get a more equal reading.
Okay. For those of us who don't want to pack on the calories, what are some of the things people can do to reduce the caloric impact of their holiday feast?
Well, you know, I learned this from Julia Child, of all people. If you like the taste of butter, instead of putting it in before or during the recipe, just stir it in at the end. Tablespoons, only 100 calories, but it's loaded with flavor. Because everything we do is about the flavor. Salt is an acid. So if you replace that acid with another acid that has a lot of flavor, then you could do something to reduce the calories as well. And that is, I use like citrus juice, orange juice, lemon juice, grapefruit juice, lime juice, those types of things. It'll actually sweeten your dressing if you use that instead of a sugar-based ingredient. And I do a lot of things with herbs, too. So sometimes if I have some fresh herbs, I'll cook with those for the flavor. And very simple seasonings are just salt and pepper. So you don't have to go overboard. Go back to basics, fresh fruit, fresh green beans, very lightly sauteed with maybe a little salt and pepper. People love them. I do, I know. And I try this to keep at least five different fresh fruits and vegetables at the meal.
Very good. Now, stuffing.
Stuffing is such an original part of Americana that I would not leave it out. Use some stock to moisten your bread. On your vegetables, saute them a little bit. Don't just throw raw vegetables into your dressing. For example, onion, celery, those are just wonderful things. Peppers always add a lot of flavor. If you like a little Southwestern, throw some chilies in there. Saute them in a little bit of oil and maybe throw in some herbs, like Herbs of Provence is one of my favorites, but boy, there's so many different blends out there. You personalize it so that it's fun. If you get those dressing mixes that come in the box, lots of times I just take the little packet, the seasoning packet, throw it away. It's mostly salt anyway.
And gravy, yeah. Something a lot of people want over their turkey and their stuffing. So how do you introduce a low-calorie, low-salt, low-fat gravy that still tastes good?
With a roast turkey, for example, drain off the fat. There's going to be a lot of fat in the bottom of that pan. Then you can take a little bit of stock if you have it, or broth if you have that, and then heat it up over a low fire, strain it, and you have a natural juice that is just wonderful. Using the pan drippings will add the flavor that you're looking for. Put that over your fresh vegetables, your roasted vegetables, a wonderful addition.
And finally, dessert.
Instead of taking a full slice of pumpkin pie, for example, I'll just take a half a slice. I figure it's half the calories, but I'm not missing out. You know, if you can use just a low-fat milk, or if you can just use an egg white mixture, you'll get a better calorie content, and you'll still have a thickened pumpkin pie. Another thing I've seen people do, instead of getting those big 10-inch pies, they get the little 8-inch pies, and they still cut, you know, an eighth of a slice or sixth of a slice. So therefore, you still get a full slice of pie, but not all the calories.